بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. We thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us the ability to sit in the halqa of ta'alim, wherein Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends the malaika to distribute the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah, the bounties of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. These are all ni'mas from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accept it and make dua in our hearts that we have come for. We have come for to get the love of Allah, to correct the qibla of our hearts, to link our hearts to Allah, and to live a real life, not a fake life. A real life was the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is what we have come for here right now, to understand what is the reality of life. That I don't lead a fake life, a real life. What is the real life? The life of Khadija radiallahu anha, the life of Fatima radiallahu anha, the life of Aisha radiallahu anha, the life of Zainab, Ummi Kulthum, Ummu Habiba, and all the Zawaj Mutahharat, and all the Sahabiyat, Hazrat Khawla, Hazrat Khantha, and all these heroic women that passed their lives in Madinatul Munawwara in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sending out their husbands in the path of Allah with the fikr of deen. This was real. The meeting place will be Jannat, whether we go out or we don't go out, or the meeting place is in Jannat. That is where we want to go out. So these were lives of value. These were lives Allah Ta'ala put a price tag to it. Everything now this has to do with value and price tag. How much? How much? How much? How far? How long are we going for? What we're doing? What's the price? Whether online, whether in shop, is all about price. What's the price tag? And the price tags are still on the garments, not taken out as yet, and still new price tags, and still new ventures and going out. This was the price tag of the Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. This was their value. The value of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Khadija, Jibreel has appeared before me. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he brings to you salams from Allah jalla jalaluhu, the one to whom belongs the skies and the earth, all the shopping malls, and all the abayas, and all the dresses, and all the fashion, and all the style, the creator, the designer. Everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the malls, and all the holidays, and all the avenues, and all the food, and all the designer wear. The creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sends salam to you. This is your price tag. And Allah has said that He has created and He has designed and built for you a palace in Jannat made from one massive pearl. And then too she would cry, Ya Rasulullah, what will happen to me in the qabr? Where she gave everything for the deen of Allah, for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was her price, that was her value. Each sahabiya, Azwaj Mutahharat, oh my Fatima, how many days no food? Nabi Ali Salatu Salam goes to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha, his beloved daughter, the last of four daughters, eldest Zainab, youngest Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He knocks the door. She knows the knock of her beloved father. Oh my father, give me a moment. Oh my father, give me a moment. Oh Fatima, I have Imran bin Hussein with me radiallahu anhu. Oh my father, give me a moment. I don't have enough clothes to cover my body sufficiently right now, to cover my, to make parada right now. There's poverty in my home. And for this poverty, 3 days, 4 days, in the house of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, that Ra'ayna al-Hilal, Thumma al-Hilal, we saw the moon, a second moon, a third moon. 2 months passed, and no cooking was done in the king of the world. Sayyidul Kawneen wa Thaqaleen, the master of both the worlds and the master of humankind and jinnat. No food in the house. That was a designer life. Oh, my Fatima, no food in your home. No food in your home, but oh, my daughter, your price tag, your value, you will be Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. You are the queen of the human of Jannah. Here, no status, so to say. No value in regards to your dunya, but oh, my daughter, you will be the queen of the women of Jannah. This would we have come for, to get that price tag, that value. Where that value Allah has kept? In iman, in following the sunnah, in salah, in ilm, in dhikr, in ikram, in being kind, in accommodating, in overlooking, in ikhlas, sincerity. We go shopping, we feel that fabric, not this one, this is cheap. Let's go to the next shop. Finally, we tell the husband that not this mall, this is not our style, not our fashion, not our quality. We need to go to that shop. We feel the fabric, this is the one I want. What's the price tag? Doesn't matter, buy it. That's the accommodation that I want. These are the taps that I want. Whether we're doing the kitchen, whether we're doing the bedroom, we want this quality. This is our value. We want the valuable things of this world. We see the price tag. When we walk into the function, we can see the price tags dripping right now, from head to toe. This is material. What is my value right now in the eyes of my Creator? The one that gave me my existence. The one that gave the command that cover yourself, bring iman in your life. Wear clothing of humility. This was the garment of Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna. This was a value by Allah. That, oh Khadija, a palace for you in Jannah. Oh Fatima, you the queen of the women of Jannah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, no food in the home, no clothing. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Uthmani Ghani radiallahu anhu, the Ali Murtada radiallahu anhu, and all the Sahaba, what was their value? And where they got the value from? Who was the backbone? Who was the support? It was the women at home. Their value was out in the path of Allah. Their value, their price tag. I'm a Badri. I took part in Badr. I'm from the people of Uhud. That is my price tag. That is my value. I am from the people of Khandaq, the trench. That is my value. I was in Muta. I was in Tabuk. My father was in this battle. My father was in that tashkil. That was the price tag. But how they got the price tag? Where did the visa come from? It wasn't their own. It was the masturat at home. Oh my husband, how dare you sit at home? Your value is in the path of Allah. My value is within the confines of my home. The husband sitting at home had no value. The woman in the street had no value. They got their value and their price tag from Allah. Became the queens of the women of Jannah. Got the palaces built from them in Jannah, designed by Allah, decored by Allah, footed by Allah. Everything done by the Creator of the universe. Where they got this value? Within the confines of their homes. This is where the value came from. For us to get our value, where will the value come from? So we see a value, this is more expensive, this is more valuable, this is better quality. The car also particular, the garment particular, our amenities at home are particular, to the extent of the toothbrush also, that's a better quality one. The shoe, that's a better quality one. Don't buy that one. We scroll for hours just to buy one pair of shoe because we want the quality one. Allah loves, Allah is tayyib, He loves tayyib. Allah is pure, He loves purity. Allah loves the quality of iman, that I believe in every command of Allah, I will fulfill every command of Allah. I believe in Allah, fulfill the command of Allah, this is my value by my Allah. that holds weight, and I have some value in the eyes of Allah, my Creator, the one that loves me, and I love Him, and I love Him wholeheartedly with all my existence, because He gave me everything. When He says, bow down, have servitude, become my real slave, Ya Allah, I'm prepared to give up everything for You. I will give up everything for You, like the Sahabiyat, give up the husband. What iman, oh my husband, Amr bin Jamuh radiallahu anhu, paralyzed, can't walk. Wife says, how dare you sit at home when the Nabi of Allah is in Uhud right now? Put him on the camel and send him away in the path of Allah. And what is the desire, the value to the path of Allah in the heart of the Masturat and the women of Sahaba radiallahu anhum? What is the dua? Ya Allah, don't return him. It wasn't for 3 days and a 40 days and a 4 months. It was not, oh my husband, book the holiday, we have to go. Oh my husband, go in the path of Allah. This dunya is fake. Everything is fake. Reality is qabr. Even though we live together, we might die together also, but I will go in my own grave, you go in your own grave. I will have to answer, you will have to answer. I cannot answer for you, you cannot answer for me. I will be all alone on the bare ground. Not even a duvet, blanket, sheet, plastic, nothing, sand that we sweep out of the house is dirt. I will be lying one day on that same dirt to give an answer for my life, which way I took my family, my husband, my children, myself. Where's the value of the ummah, the men in the path of Allah, learning the effort of deen, bringing iman, sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, making dhikr, Quran tilawat, and speaking about Allah and making gasht. The value of the woman on the musalla, in the confines of a home in one corner, be she be in Haramain Sharifain, within a hotel room, in one corner of the hotel room. Nabi of Allah said, that's the best salah. That's the most valuable salah. Where she will read there, the heart cries, that I'm locked up, I'm stifled, I can't move. But I want to do all these things of dunya. Women are roaming. But Ya Allah, this is my value. If You love me, Allah, this is everything to me. If You love me, it's everything to me. That is a value. One corner of a home, sitting on the musalla and lifting her hands and making dua to Allah. Zikr, Quran tilawat, tarbiyat of her children, halqa of ta'aleem within the home. This is the value. This is the value of the masturat. They say a lion in the cage has no value. The little kids will mock at the lion, want to make the lion roar. They will throw stones at the lion. They will take a stick, they will poke it. No value. The child will play with the bullet. It's just lying around in the room. And you play with it. Bow and arrow, there's an arrow, he's playing with it. But now, the lion comes out from the cages in the jungle, now it's dangerous. Put the bullet in the gun, now it's dangerous. Put that arrow onto the bow, now it's lethal and dangerous. Put the man in the path of Allah and see the rahmat of Allah that will descend, and how haqq will prevail, the truth will prevail, and batil and falsehood will disappear. Put the woman in the place of her value within the confines of her home, and she's controlling from there. And see her value, what power she has now. What power Allah will give her from within the confines of her home. This is iman. This is iman. This is the value. We lost our way. We don't know where's our value. We've attached dunya price tags to our lives. Nabi of Allah wants to give us price tags of jannat. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Jannah, Talha fil Jannah. Every Sahabi in Jannat, in Jannat, in Jannat, in Jannat. Allah will give me the price tag. You are becoming a Jannati wife. You're becoming a Jannati mother. You're becoming a Jannati daughter. You're becoming a Jannati sister. You have qualities in you. You have sifat of iman in you. We have to learn these qualities the Sahaba Ikram had in them to become valuable in the eyes of Allah. Or I will go into my qabr and zero value. Zero value. I walk into the function, everybody is wearing the same. There is no value to my garment right now. Do something. Imam Shafi rahimullah would say, do such an amal, do such an action for the pleasure of Allah, that if all my amal fall flat on the day of Qiyamah, I have one secret amal I can take out before Allah. Ya Allah, I did this only for you. It was difficult to send him in the path of Allah. I knew what I was going to go through with the children. But ya Allah, I did it only for you. The deal was signed with you. That I will allow him to go and I will get ready. I signed, ya Allah, it was only for you. Nobody knew the nights I spent and the days thinking, ya Allah, how am I going to take out this 40 days? Or the 4 months, ya Allah, it was done for you. With the quality of iman. This is iman. The iman of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that allowed them to give everything for Allah. They're living for Allah, they're dying for Allah, spending for Allah, spending for Allah. They're living for Allah. Ya Allah, we lived every day for you. We spent our wealth and the avenues that will please you. Spending for Allah, moving for Allah. Everything was Allah, Allah, Allah. Husband came secondary, fathers came secondary. They will leave one day. They will have to go alone in the qabr. Ya Allah, you will be with me. You will be with me. This was iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. How for us to develop that iman to get out of this fake life? What is the real life? I am alone. I will be alone. Everything around is amanat. My children, a trust to me to push them in the correct direction. My investment of my qabr, of my akhirat. I will go into the qabr. My son, my daughter, they'll read Quran, they'll make dhikr, they'll read du'as, they'll have halqa of ta'aleem, they'll teach their children the du'as, they will do imamat, they will become ulama, they will become huffaz, they will dress correctly, I'll be sitting in my qabr and I'll be getting rewards wholesale. EFT, 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 the bank balance is rolling. There will be my holiday. The silken bedding of Jannat will be sent down. The big screen will be put on so to say, look at your Jannat. Look at your private beach and your private yacht. You want all. Now is the time to enjoy and relax. Just now Qiyamah will come. Take your whole family and go with them to Jannah. You made your value. Your price tag is very high. The price tag is very high. This is the effort of Iman. For Iman to come, Allah is my creator. Allah is my designer. Allah manufactured me. Allah designed me. And how Allah made me, I love how Allah made me. I don't want to change it. Ya Allah, you made me like this. You designed me like this. Within the womb of my mother, it was with, Ya Allah, with your own qudrat and hand, you designed me. My face, my body, my features. Ya Allah, you are my designer. I don't need any other artist to make me up. Ya Allah, you made me up. I am happy how you made me. I am happy how you made me. Is that a fake life? Is it a real life? Whether people like me or not, Ya Allah, if you love me how I am, that matters right now. That matters to me right now. That is the real life. That Allah is my designer. Allah is my maker. Allah is my sustainer. Is that my husband? Is that my father? Is that my degree? Is that my industry? Allah doesn't need it. For 9 months, Allah took care of me, took care of my own children within the body of the mother, 3 darknesses. The darkness of the stomach, the darkness of the womb. Darkness upon darkness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this child. Who sustained the child? For 2 years, Allah ta'ala sent the milk from his khazana, from his treasures. Hot day is cool. Cold day is warm. Who was it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did everything. And now I have got fikr. What are you going to eat? What are you going to do in life? If your husband has to pass away, what's going to happen? We can imagine the reaction from Allah. What are you talking right now? What are you thinking? The child gets scared. Child gets afraid. Has a nightmare. Father runs into the room. No one can touch you. Papa is here. Abba is here. Dad is here. Allah is saying, I am here, my bandi. Just call unto me, Labbaik, I am here before you. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fulfill the command of Allah, protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will protect you. and Allah will protect you. And when you call unto Allah, تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكُ, you'll find Allah in front of you. Allah is right in front of you. To have this yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get this iman, we come to the halqas of ta'aleem. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To Allah is my creator, Allah is my sustainer. Allah will take care of me. And where success in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a perfect model in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Everything done in his way, within my home, when I leave the house, how to leave the house, how to be within the home. Complete success for my children, my family, my husband, for the entire ummah, to learn every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. To make dua, Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah, love for every sunnah. I'm all upon every sunnah except my health, my wealth, my time, my family, my children, my home. Accepted for the khidmat of the sunnah in the world. Iman will come, salah will come. Not just salah, salah with iman. Salah with iman. When's the last time in 2 rakat salah, I read more than 3 times Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. When was the last time? But my side dishes are increasing. More side dishes and more baking and more recipes. When's the last time I increased and lengthened my salah? To learn salah. To increase the quality of my salah. To connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Through salah I will get everything. Through salah I will tap into the treasures of Allah. To get this into my life. That my salah will khushu and khudu. That in salah I'm thinking about the kettle and the oven. And the oil is on the stove. I just make half, 1.5 salam. Please put the stove off. That is not salah. Salah of iman. To salah I will draw from Allah. Whatever conditions I have in my life, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they resort to salah. Any condition I have right now, 2 rakat salah. And at least 1 salah in the day, lengthen the Subhana Rabbil Azim. 5 times, 7 times, 9 times. Till I connect to Allah, till my hair stands on end and I can feel the palpitations of my heart. And I'm connecting to Allah, some tears flow. Ya Allah, my head is for you. My life is for you. My home is for you. Ya Allah, you gave me everything. Ya Allah, come into my life. Come into my eyes. Come into my existence. Come into my home. Come into my family. Ya Allah, I can't live without you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you love me. Love my family. Love my children. Instill this within our homes through salah. And then to know how to perform salah. Ilm, what is ilm? Ilm is to know every command of Allah right now that is directed to me. What must I do right now to be conscious of Allah? To know what's to be done right now? And dhikr, to do it in the correct manner. With the consciousness of Allah right now. I'm sitting here right now being conscious, my Allah is close to me. Closer than my jugular vein. My jugular vein is the life that is flowing in me right now. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. Because the most beloved thing to you right now is your own life. You love your life, you want to live it. You want to live your life, Allah says, your life, your jugular vein, I'm closer to you than that also. You should love me more than you love your life. You should love to give up your life for me. This is your value. Ilm, to know what is right now the command of Allah. Whether function, whether occasion, whether in the home, whether lunch, supper, breakfast, weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What is the command right now? I'm leaving the home. Ya Allah, what is your command? You are my controller. You are my sustainer. I owe everything to you. We tell the children, I told you so many times, you don't listen still. Not listening. Allah is saying, I'm giving you so much, you're not listening. Ya Allah, I listen to you. Sami'na wa ta'na. Sahaba ikram would say, radiallahu anhum, we heard and we've obeyed. The Jews would say, sami'na wa asayna. We heard but we disobey. Ya Allah, we heard and we obey. Ya Allah, I'm weak, make me strong. Ya Allah, I'm weak, make me strong. Make me like how you want me. This is ilm, to know what is the command of my Allah right now. I gave my husband chores right now. I hope he does it. He's lazy, he shirks the responsibility.
doesn't pick up on time, doesn't do it on time, I get upset. Allah says, you don't know what to do right now. Asar namaz on time, Fajr salah on time, Quran tilawat on time, everything's on time. You're not listening, you can't understand, I get upset with the husband. I told you, pick me up at this time. I had an appointment. Allah said, I got an appointment with you. But you're not coming. There's things to do in the day to make your akhirat. I want to give you so much. Subhanallah, to understand what is the command of Allah right now. We get upset with the family. We can imagine Allah waiting for her, waiting for her. She's not putting her head down. She's not listening. She's still doing this. She's still doing that. She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. And then to do it with the consciousness of Allah. I'm doing this with love. I'm cooking with love right now. Consciousness. My husband will enjoy this dish. And then I wait for his reaction also. You're enjoying it. I cook for the children their best dish also. And I see their relish. I see their relish, but I forget to ask them, you read Bismillah. You forgot to thank me. I made some baking. I sent it to the in-laws. I sent it to a friend of mine. One day, 2 days, nobody messaged. Received, Jazakallah, much appreciated, really enjoyed it. No messages yet. Allah is saying, no messages yet. Eating, drinking, sleeping, doing everything, enjoying the ni'mas of Allah, but no messages yet. No shukr, no bismillah, no du'as, no sunnah. Why? To know the command of Allah, to fulfill the command of Allah correctly with consciousness. With consciousness of Allah. This is dhikr. To protect all these amal, we take care of the rights of people around us. Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked for protection, Ya Allah. And those that, whoever I've hurt, shatamtu hada, wala'antu hada, I cursed this one, I swore that one, embarrassed this one, insulted that one, Ya Allah, forgive me, recompensate them, Ya Allah. Qiyamah, they shouldn't be, they catch me on the day of Qiyamah. That you hurt my feelings. You didn't care about me. You didn't worry about me. And who's the first one? My own husband, my own wife. Who treats his spouse like a wali of Allah? Each one treats each one like nothing. To regard each other as a wali of Allah, you're a friend of Allah. My children, my parents, my neighbors, my in-laws, fulfilling the rights of people around us. Today the pets have become more beloved than even our own family and children. They are allowed in the bedrooms. Take care of them. Look after them. But human beings, Allah will ask on the day of Qiyamah whether we fulfill the rights of those around us. Fulfillment of rights, ikram, ikhlas. This will protect our amal on the day of Qiyamah. To do everything for Allah. No pride, no arrogance, no haughtiness. No name, no fame, no likes, no subscribes. Gum nam, I'm Mr. No One, Mrs. No One. Me kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. I am nothing, nothing is mine, everything belongs to Allah. I do everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who wears garments out of pride to show others, to wait for a compliment. On the day of Qiyamah, those garments will turn into fire. To do everything for Allah, I dress up for Allah. When to dress up, how to dress up, for who to dress up, for who to cook, for who to bake for. No uploading, no download. Ya Allah, only for you. This is ibadat also. Allah made us to worship Him. My cooking becomes ibadat. My baking becomes ibadat. My dressing becomes ibadat. My home becomes ibadat. Ya Allah, we're doing this, we design like this to host jamaats, to have programs. Ulama will come, jamaats will come. The house is for this. We're making the parada because for jamaats, because we'll host. But the best kitchen, we'll cook for all the jamaats, we'll feed them. I can't go to every country in the world, but every jamaat that will come to my locality, Allah must eat from my hand, from my roti. I got my investments in all these countries, I fed all these jamaats. Ask the husband, which jamaat in the masjid, bring them home, we'll cook for them. That's why I have the kitchen. That's why I have the dishwasher, washing machine, wash their clothes. I've got my share. The whole jamaat right now. Do everything for Allah. Do everything only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm eating to get strength to worship Allah. I'm sleeping to get strength to worship Allah. I'm taking care of my health to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm eating healthy to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not just to lose a few kilos. I get some compliments. I'm doing it with the people. Qiyamah's day. Allah will appoint an angel to call out. They call out to mankind. Who did any action to show others? Go and claim your reward from them. Whoever did any action to show others and they wanted a compliment or just for eyebrows to be raised to look at, go and get your reward from them. There's no reward for you from Allah. Allah protect us. That day we'll be looking for one penny, one cent. Ya Allah, I need to go to Jannat right now. I need to go to Jannat right now. We know when the card is blocked and we're paying and it's not going through. Husband says, no funds. Ya Allah, I already got everything in the trolley. Everything is cashed up. There's no funds right now. Allah will say, no funds. How are you going to go to Jannah right now? The card is not working. I'm embarrassed right now. Everybody's looking at me. But I say, but there's money on the card. But it's not going through. And nobody believes me. Ya Allah, I did all this. But you hurt this one. You insulted that one. You did everything for show. There's nothing for you here right now. Whoever you did it for, go and ask them. And who you did it for, you don't like them, but you did it to show them. I had this shower and that party and this occasion to show people. I didn't think once, even hosting a jamaat to have ikhlas, we're feeding the jamaat, they're so busy, the men also, to just think that moment, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for you. Because we'll ask, how was the food? Everything was prepared well. Everything was, alhamdulillah. But we don't think for Allah. To do everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From my dressing, to my sleeping, to my home, to my cooking, to my baking, my children's tarbiyat, everything. Only for the sake of Allah, to dress my children for the sake of Allah. And where we will learn this, the men will learn in the path of Allah. They will learn in the path of Allah, and I will learn my deen within the confines of my home, and when the time is right, to move in the path of Allah with my husband. To learn iman, to teach iman. With all the ahkam and the laws of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This is my value, this is my price tag. Where I will get it? In the halqas of ta'aleem. In the halqas of ta'aleem, I will get it. Sitting more in ta'aleem is every day reminder. Just like how we bombarded every day. With infinite scrolling, looking and online shopping. Bombarded, even I don't want to buy it. It caught my eye. How can I not have it? Every day to listen to the fada'il and virtues of salah till salah grips my heart. Dhikr. How can I spend a moment without taking the beautiful name, sweet name of Allah? Quran tilawat, Ya Allah, I want to talk to you. How much I'm not talking right now? The fingers are talking the whole day on the WhatsApp and all the apps. Every day effort, halqa of ta'alim till it comes into my heart, into my children's heart. This is our value. Where I will get this within the confines of my home is my price tag and my value. And my husband in the path of Allah, in the musalla, in the masjid, 5 times a day, for jamaat, and for me within my home, salah on my time, awwal time. This is my value. Then as a couple, jannati couple, we move in the path of Allah. I make others jannati. When Sulman Janji used to say, Rahmatul Ali Nizamuddin, that we came alone to dunya, but we'll take back the whole ummah back to jannat. My entire family, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, make their jannat also. My children, my siblings, offspring, neighbors, friends, take all back to jannat. This is the effort of iman and jannat. For these qualities to come into my life and make me valuable. And how do I know? إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. How do I know some value is coming within me of iman and sifat? They say when you look at that person, Allah is remembered. When I look at her, I think of Allah. Not at her dressing, not at her home, not at this and her fashion. And I think of Allah, now the value has come. Sibghat Allah, this is the color and the dye of Allah. I colored myself in the color of Allah. How to get this? To the halqas of ta'aleem, dhikr, Quran and da'wat, speaking about Allah. Speaking Allah. Every time we praise Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes ecstatic. We like praises. Every rakat of salah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, praise me. I love to be praised. Leave praises for myself. All praises only for my Allah. Whatever you see me good belongs to my Allah. Whatever you think I have some talent belongs to my Allah. My style, my fashion belongs to Allah. It is for Allah. To learn this iman, to get this iman, this is a real life. Oh, it's a fake life. And nothing for me in the qabr, nothing in akhirat. To live a real life, my husband a real life, my children a real life, the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. For this we make niyat, ya Allah, take me out in your path, take my husband, accept my father, my brother, my nephew, my son, my children, my neighbor's children, ya Allah, accept them, bring deen to our lives, and have halqa of ta'aleem within our home, the malaika will throng. If malaika don't come, the shayateen will come. And then the darkness will come, ta'aleem will start, zulmat, darkness will be repelled, the noor will come of iman within the home. Allah Ta'ala give us himmat. The men can bring deen to the front door. It is the woman that will take the deen within the house. I want deen in the home. I will establish halqas of ta'aleem. I will go for ta'aleem. According to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to attend the ta'aleem and to call others to ta'aleem also. Whether I get a welcome or no welcome, Allah is welcoming me. Whether I get a warm word or salam or not, salam is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is happy with me right now. I'm living for Allah, not for the creation. So ta'aleem within my home, the weekly ta'aleem, 3 days a month. Encourage our husbands to attend the shab guzari, to take part in the gush. Tell them, 45 minutes walk in the path of Allah, we'll have supper after Isha tonight. You're traveling the world, go 45 minutes and walk the streets for the sake of Allah, I'll feed you after Isha, we'll sit together. And encourage them to go in the path of Allah. Our sons also. Go half an hour for gush, come home, I'll feed you. Like this, we bring the halqas of ta'aleem in the home and the environment of iman. Allah Ta'ala accept and give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shabbat, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.